106.5 WIRK, James Wesley at 7:31. Good morning. Looks like a great day today. Lots of sunshine. We're at 56 degrees in Buffalo.
There's word coming this morning that former Buffalo Bill Terrell Owens was treated for a prescription drug overdose in Los Angeles last week. He's been released since then, but apparently he was taking painkillers while recovering from surgery on a torn ACL. And it's not the first bout with an overdose. He was treated for an overdose in 2006 in what some say was a suicide attempt, but he denies it. Niagara Falls Boulevard was shut down for more than an hour early this morning in Wheatfield after a driver fell asleep at the wheel and sheared off a pole near Eric Road. The 24-year-old driver was taken for treatment of just minor injuries. Niagara Parks police are looking to identify the body of a woman found in the lower Niagara River yesterday morning near the Whirlpool. One of the Whirlpool jet boats helped recover the body. Some of the wealthy people on the Upper East Side of Manhattan will get a visit from the protesters of the Occupy Wall Street movement. According to their Facebook page, the group plans to march this afternoon to visit homes of billionaires, businessmen, and corporate executives. They're calling it the New York City Billionaires Walking Tour. And a group of computer hackers went after the New York Stock Exchange website yesterday. There was a bit of a slowdown, but trading was not interrupted. The attack was in honor of the Occupy Wall Street protest movement. And, despite the hackers, the Dow rocketed over 300 points as the trading week got underway on Wall Street yesterday. 7:32 at WIRK. An update on traffic is next.
Dear NFL football.